Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Columbia City Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It's 5:16 p.m. on Tuesday, October 14th. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Weigold.
Here.
Crowder absent.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on September 23rd. Did you have any changes?
No, sir.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. See you. Next up is installation of a fence on 317 West Spencer Street. We have some guests. I'm sorry. What did it say on there?
Uh-oh, we have to wait a month now.
It says 317, but it is 315 on the picture, so.
Oh, it is 315, sorry.
Okay. So, do we typically get these requests?
On occasion?
Okay. I mean, I don't remember us going through this process very often, so.
Well, and you won't. Sometimes it's really straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll talk to Rosie, and if it's just a little bit, we just go ahead and let it go through. But this was out close enough, and it was a pretty big area, so even though it was pre-existing, that's what we thought we should still plan it to.
Okay. Paul or Deb, either one of you want to kind of give an overview as to the project, or?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, as most of any of you know that have looked over the material, we have an existing 42-inch chain link fence. It's old, it's rusty, and we're looking to upgrade that. And at the same time, we wanted to insulate or create a little bit of privacy between some of the south properties and our property. So we hope to change the 42-inch chain link to a 6-foot privacy, which we currently have on the northeast corner of our property. And so that's basically it. We know that visibility would be an issue, and we understand that. We don't want this to be a safety concern. So we thought about possibilities like cutting the final section of fence back perhaps 8 feet to give additional visibility from people coming out west of the alley and turning north onto Walnut, for example. We also thought that it's really only 6 foot that we want on the southern edge of the property, and on the other side it would be just a 4 foot. And in addition, another possibility would be instead of having a full privacy fence on the west side, on the Walnut side,
mm-hmm.
that we could possibly also look at either just replacing the chain link or putting in a semi-privacy in order, in other words, having a picket fence with every other picket removed, if you will. So you can imagine then you get at least some visibility
mm-hmm.
as you're approaching that corner to see what's coming up and down the street. So.
Okay. So, Tim, have you had a chance to take a look at this, and do you have any concerns?
I looked at the photos, and looking at the pictures on where Jeff is, where his car was parked, and I think there's enough visibility where his car is at to see the traffic there, so I really don't have an issue with it. I don't know what it would be like if it's 6 foot high. I'm not sure if that would create more of an issue or not as far as visibility.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that it really would. This chain link fence, I assume, is what, 3 feet?
Three and a half.
4 foot?
Yeah.
But the way that his vehicle's sitting there, I don't think that there's a view obstruction.
Okay, Kelly?
Are you moving it back 20 feet from where the chain link is now?
No.
Okay, that's what the blue line kind of represented,
that's
I thought.
Yep, that's the property line. And, so you have a color photo, I assume. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we brought one of those as well. Right. Yeah, that's essentially the plat. The fence pre-existed our location there, so we were looking to just keep keep it on in the area that it is now, recognizing, yeah, that it's in the right of way. You know, there's such a thing as that is helpful. Grandfathering in for that location.
You look at the original fence.
Right.
That's the way that it's already on.
I think looking at it, I don't see a safety concern. I would agree with the chief on that. It is out in the right of way, but again, it's looks like it's been there. So, we don't have any plans to widen.
We don't have any utilities in that area, water or anything buried in that. That way, in case. You know, we did have something come up that they'd have to move the fence. I mean, obviously nothing's happened. And
it's in the same spot, is my understanding. You're going to take that out, put it in the same spot.
I think what he's saying is that if there is utilities under there currently, that it was just an understanding that just for them to understand that if we did have to do utility work and there were utilities under there. So
we don't have that.
Okay. I personally don't have a problem with it.
Okay. Pre-existing.
Yeah. Okay.
So then, just that I understand what you're in effect saying is that 6 foot complete privacy is fine along the southern boundary, and the west boundary would be limitation there as well, or based upon the observations, are you saying that because you get beyond the point of the fence when you're going to pull out, that even 6 foot along the whole west side would be okay?
I don't have a problem with 6 foot throughout, personally.
It's not our plan to do that necessarily, but just so that I understand what the options are, so that we don't proceed and then only to find out.
Right.
That we,
I mean, you know, my biggest concern would be line of sight, and based on the pictures that I have, based on the knowledge of the property, and, you know, I trust my department heads, to me, I don't see a problem with a 4 or a 6 foot, so, okay. Or even an 8 foot for that matter, but I don't know what our planning zoning says.
Yeah, you know, and we may pull back just a little bit. I know when I was sitting in the alleyway there, as if I was going to turn, I thought, well, it might be nice to have a few extra feet of visibility, especially if you're not worried about somebody coming down the road with somebody on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
The sidewalk there, it's grass. But nonetheless, just to give you an additional small buffer.
Yeah.
Just for the record, there is a maximum height.
Well, that's why I said I don't know what our building and planning says about height. But
it's 6.
Oh, is it 6?
I'm pretty sure.
Is there not a maximum also, if it's on the street side, is there not some sort of regulation?
I don't know if there's a difference. I'm pretty confident there's a 6 foot maximum height for any fence. Yeah.
Okay, so I will. Yes, then I'll make a motion that we approve the. I guess the fence on and around 315 West Spencer.
Second.
Okay. Motion second. All in favor? Okay. There you go.
So thank you. what is our next? I mean, do we have to submit anything then, or
just go and forward the plan department is all?
Over Dave. Okay. Just tell him, communicate to him that.
Yeah. If they need to have some work on us, just have them get a hold on me. I put something in writing that stated that the board
Well, it's just, you know, we don't deal with the zoning code that often because we've got to. But under 207, if I'm looking in the right area, it does appear that there's a 3 foot. So this is what it says, although I'm a little confused on what a required front yard is. It says, height requirements, fences and walls in residential districts shall not exceed 6 feet. But then it says, any fence or wall which projects into or encloses a required front yard shall not exceed 3 feet, except that open chain link fences may be 4 feet in height. I have no idea what a required front yard. I don't know what required means. Anybody? Jeff, have you ever had to deal with that?
What their address is.
Yeah, the other front yard.
Front yard's going to be facing Spencer Street, but as far as where that front yard begins and where it's required on.
So this doesn't involve our front yard at all, if that helps remove
this that. This is side and back yard.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it looks like it is 6 feet. I just thought I'd better go look at that super quick.
So, and my guess is the rationale behind that is because we don't want, you know, a street lined with fences. Just aesthetically, I'm guessing. But when was that code put into place, if I could just ask? Do you know? Roughly.
Looks like there might have been some changes in 95.
I figured it's been a while because I haven't heard anything about that. So. Okay, so I think we're good. But if you do have any further questions, certainly contact Jeff. And okay, thanks for being here.
Or not.
Say what?
Do we
you can go if you'd like.
What's in it? Well, it might be interesting.
That's fine. Whatever you want to do, that's fine. Public meeting. Okay, change order number two, Southside Sewer Project.
We actually enjoy company, don't we?
Yeah.
We do. We rarely get it, so it's we treasure it. Cause, yeah. Outside of Jeff Larrison that comes to a lot of our meetings, so we're pretty bare around here. So.
I have before you the first of two pay requests from Ironclad Excavating on Southwest Sewer Project. The first one is change order number two, and what it involves is there was unstable soil that was found during the excavation of Vine Street. Ended up having to over-excavate it and bring in some additional fill to stabilize it. I got with both Kelly and the mayor on it, and we felt that, you know, if you're going to do the construction, do it right. So we needed to do the change there. So it involves the work change directive. That was that part of it. And then the other thing is that at the end of every project, there's a true-up process in your units of materials that you have. There's either a decrease because the estimate that they bid on, they used less than what was bid, or there was an overage. So the true-up is an item number two and three. And so what we ended up with is, if I can find it, a total addition of $6,122.80 for change order number two. So it'd be my recommendation the board act favorably on that.
No question?
I have a question, Jeff. Is this what you did or they did?
That's what I did as we went along.
Oh, because the one of the figures is transposed down there at the bottom.
That was me.
Okay. I just want to make sure I didn't make a mistake, because when I did it, I came up 28,320.
Oh, yeah, I just flipped them.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, don't go by that one.
Okay.
That's not the official one.
And the other one is, you said there's two. And the other one is 6,000.
No. Oh, I think on the...
I think what he meant, there's a pay request.
Item two.
I have a change order and a payout.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, right here. Item two and three. So a net decrease and a net increase.
Okay. Gotcha. Sorry.
That's okay. So the total change order is plus $6,122.80, right?
Correct.
And the project still comes in under budget.
After payout number five, it will come in approximately $500 under budget.
Hey,
it was
wow. Hey, that's a big thing. We rarely have projects come in under budget, so we should celebrate that.
And actually,
again, we got to wait though for that last payment.
That's because we cold patched a spot in the road.
Oh, is that why?
And then the inspection services, the resident inspection services will come in probably around $10,000 less than anticipated.
Great.
So,
super.
A little more substantial there.
Okay, so I will make a motion that we approve change order request number two with Ironclad Excavating, right, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay, and the sum of plus $6,122.80 as presented.
Second.
Okay, motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And the next one is pay out number five, and you'll see at the bottom of that why that I wanted change order number two considered first, because it's in this balance now. So everything is in order. It'd be my recommendation that the board act favorably to pay Ironclad $11,559.41.
Okay. Any questions about that? Next page.
General.
No, that one. There you go, that one.
Make a motion.
Here you go.
The 11.
I'll make a motion. Let's see. Make a motion. We approve paper number five. As presented in the amount of $11,559.41.
I'll second that. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
So the only thing left on this project is the release of retainage.
Okay. Is that something we do tonight?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah. Rosie has been provided the maintenance bond, correct?
Yeah.
So that'll be next.
Thank you.
That'll be what?
That'll be...
Oh, do I need to bring it to the board?
No.
Oh, okay.
It just it won't happen tonight, is my
point. Oh, okay.
Okay. Rosie, you want to go next? Charges and services.
Oh, okay. The next one is for the miscellaneous charges. I've worked with all the department heads and come up with their recommendation on the changes for miscellaneous charges, and the amounts that are in red are what we're changing. I'm sorry, the highlighted areas are what we're changing, and the amounts that are in the red is what we're changing them to. Like the first one, we increased our copies, and the second one, the department heads, Mike, Shoda, and Sean, have pretty much discussed the charging the $20 every time they go out while they're working, and they feel like that needs to go away.
Okay, so just so I understand, currently we charge, or just for the record, we currently charge $20 during working hours to go out and do special checks on water lines or water meters, I mean, specific to residential or commercial properties. So during working hours, we're basically saying no charge for that. Okay? And then for disconnect day?
That would be different. It would be a trip charge, 20 to turn them off, 20 to turn them on during working hours.
Okay.
And that would be the same thing with the transfer charge. It doesn't cost any more to set up a new person than it does a transfer, and then actually it's a little bit less work. So, and I kind of talked to the girls in the office, and they agreed that it's like a pain in trying to keep track of they moved, we got a bill, and then they don't pay it, and then.
So the transfer charge is like moving from one house to another, just transferring your service.
Yeah, we charge them $10.
We currently charge them $10,
yeah.
And the proposal is to not charge them at all.
Correct.
Okay.
Temporary fees, temporary services, the they up that. You know what you up that, guys? Let's see if I can find my bill.
15? What's 25?
40.
I know, but 25. It was 25, though. Yeah. So it's up 15.
Okay. It requires us running wires, sending two people out there, looking things up. $25.
Yeah.
Not $40 is covering it, but it's
yeah. What'd you say?
Because then you have to return.
Yeah. So that fee is the coming and going. It's not just the.
Yes, that's the IR.
Okay.
It's 140 per courthouse per.
What?
It's 140 per courthouse per.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Okay, the next one is meter tampering. Currently, we charge $20 and $40 if they break the seal and it needs replaced. And Sean feels like this needs to be a little bit more
steep penalty.
Yes.
I mean, it really could be jail time, frankly. Yeah.
Because it's costing the customer
customers.
You know, they're paying
to use. By tampering with the meter, they're stealing. So, yeah. Okay.
Next one is meter testing. Currently, we charge $6, which I think Sean felt that need to be up to at least 25.
Okay.
And I'm not sure that would affect you too.
Right? Yeah. Down the road, we're going to have to start.
I mean, if that's if they request it.
Okay, but here's my question. If they request, let's say I'm John Q. Citizen, and I say, I think my meter's wrong, and you say it's going to be a $25 charge, and I say, okay, well, I still think it's wrong, so come out and do it, and Sean comes out and chip tests my meter, and the meter ends up being bad. Do we still charge him $25? Okay, so it's if the meter is working properly, it's a $25 charge. Okay, if it's our fault or if our meter has gone bad, then we don't charge them.
No, we just thank them for having us come out.
Yes, but I just want to make sure that that's clear because I think there's a real I think that's really important that because I know there's a lot of times where both your departments get pulled out. Called out because somebody thinks their meter is bad, when in reality their meter is perfectly fine. They just use a lot of fill in the blank, whether it's water or electric or whatever. So I don't think $25 is it's too big of a deterrent for those individuals who actually believe their meter is truly, truly bad. But I think it may be a deterrent just to play the game of, well, hopefully the meter's bad kind of situation. So, you have thoughts on that? Okay.
The next one, I'm not sure I need to ask Kelly. I see I had actually marked through solving driveways, but then I ended up leaving.
Probably it just remove that.
Yeah, and I think that's what we talked about, and I ended up leaving it on. So that needs to come off. Because we don't solve people's driveways. So, I think at one time we may have.
But that had been for like elderly or something like that?
No, I think it's like, say CVS needed us to come salt their driveway because it was slippery. You know.
We were only charging them $50. Wow.
Remove.
Yeah, I was going to say, come salt my driveway for $50. Especially last winter.
You know what the price per ton is?
Yeah, that's what I know. Price per ton is. Phew. Anyways. Okay,
the next one is mowing. We were charging $100 an hour, which included labor, and we just reworded it to mowing and maintenance of private property, $100 an hour minimum. And that is which includes labor.
So that would be for like the foreclosures or for whatever, individuals who aren't taking care of their property. We give them formal notice. They have, 10 days, I think, to abate, and then we have the ability to go in and do it and basically charge them.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Power saw, we took that out. Oh, you won't see it because it's not there no more.
Right.
Trenching is the next one, and Mike and Sean met us, and we've upped it from $1.50 a foot to $5 a foot and a minimum of 100 feet. So if they only have 50 feet, they're going to pay a minimum of 100 feet.
Okay. And how often does that actually happen?
We're working on 15 years.
Okay. What is an instance in which that would happen?
The closest we came was a gentleman wanted to go from his house to his building, from the meter to his building, which would have been his responsibility. He didn't have the equipment or the ability to do it himself, so he wanted us to do it. $1.50 a foot, that's pretty enticing.
Yeah.
Whereas if he went to Ryder Electric or Weston Electric or any of the local guys, it's more than just $5.
Yeah.
And so.
We want to kind of encourage private.
Yeah. We really want to, because then we have a liability issue.
Yeah.
It's stolen and it's on a rock, you know, we're wired with that. So
yeah. It's not something. Well, and we don't really want to try to supplant private enterprise. That's not what we're here, so.
Hey, Rosie, on the backhoe,
thanks.
Maybe we ought to put backhoe in our mini excavator.
Backhoe or excavator?
Or mini.
Because that's not on there. Just
and again, I have to ask, what type of way would we use that? Okay.
A lot of these very seldom.
It's a just it's a just in case, right?
Right.
I know what it does. I just
I would imagine if they would sit there and want us to dig their water line to their house.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
I see what you're saying. Okay. So just like the trencher, if it were something that, okay, I understand. I'm with you now.
Which we try to stay away from because we don't want the liabilities are. We don't want to put a private contractor out.
Right.
Take his business.
Exactly. We don't want to undercut.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is televising equipment. It was $2.50 an hour, and they wanted to change it to $100 minimum per hour or $1 per foot. Correct, guys.
Well, because you could get, if it was a dollar a foot, we could run, could get $1,500 in a day. It might make more sense to have that just $2.50 per hour. So in 8 hours, we could get $2,000.
$2.50 an hour with a minimum of 1 hour?
Yeah. $2.50 an hour, minimum of 1 hour. Yeah.
What was it originally?
$2.50 an hour.
Okay.
So leave it the way it was, only.
Put a minimum of 1 hour? How many feet can you get in an hour, roughly, Kelly?
It'd just be, well, it depends. Like if you're working a problem, you might not get anywhere.
That's true.
You know, I mean, you could be there for 4 hours and not get 100 feet, you know. But if we're doing a subdivision, mm-hmm. and we can blast through that in 8 hours, we could get 1,600, 1,500 feet knocked out.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So you want to leave the or a dollar per foot in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whichever is more. That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Is it whichever is more or whichever is less?
I'd say whichever is more.
Well, if they only go 10 foot in an hour, they're still going to pay $2.50.
So it's whichever is more. Well, and again, is there private companies that have camera equipment that can do this? Whichever is more. Because frankly, I'd rather you doing other stuff than televising for private,
right?
Personally.
Okay, And the last, I forgot this one, clear back up at the top where it says meter deposits.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to raise residential ones to $50, and they're currently $35.
And that's for both meters, both water and electric? Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Both water and electric. So would they, so if I move into the city, am I paying $100? 50 for water, 50 for electric?
No,
50 overall?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cheap.
It is.
And the average bill is what? 200, 150 bucks, 200 bucks? Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying, I know there's a lot of times where people skip out on bills and it's much more than $50 deposit.
Right.
But that's okay. We don't want to gouge them and say welcome to the community.
Yeah.
Pay $200 for your meters. Okay, that's fine.
So
I don't have a problem with
it. Everything on here then covers everything that was originally approved by the IURC with their changes. I mean, I've got everything on one sheet now, so everything is on.
Do we have to have the IURC approve us?
No, we're out of that.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
Thank God.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Mike, I just would like permission to go ahead and have this as our official rate for miscellaneous charges with the changes that Kelly wanted and Mike wanted.
Okay. So all the changes as presented, with the addition of taking out salt driveways, except for the mayor's. I don't know where I saw that on here, but no. Take out salt driveways, add excavator for the, sorry, I was using the Tim thing. Add excavator to the backhoe. Is that the only two changes that you have?
And then change
oh, and then
televising.
The televising equipment as presented. That wasn't a motion. Do you want to make a motion on that?
Well, I just conflict.
Okay. I'll make a motion as I just said.
You say second that one.
Okay. Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Very good. Thank you. Bills. I have reviewed the bills. I didn't. I asked Rosie about one question, but that was it.
You got it.
I don't, but, you know, I don't do that, so you can do it.
Well, I make a motion to pay the bills as presented in the amount of $1,098,427.82.
Hold on, I'm getting there. Is that the right amount, Rosie? I'm not finding it all of a sudden.
It is.
I believe you.
Yeah, $1,098,427.
Okay. I will second then. I just found it. Okay. Any further discussion or questions? This is a big winner. Electric. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. I do have one thing for the Board of Works. Mark, this actually does pertain to you. I was contacted by Tina Hauser regarding the Zombie 5K, I think that's happening this weekend. And she asked if there was a possibility, because I guess she was, for lack of better words, pulled over because they had a golf cart on the trail because they were mapping out the trail. They were mapping out the run, walk, whatever, to where the zombie should be. And so she asked if she could have permission to have the golf cart for transporting of zombies and equipment, and not equipment, but things along the route with her golf cart for just for Saturday's event. So I throw that out as a thoughts. I mean, it's for a, what, hour-long event? Should I just not even ask you, Tim? Okay.
No, I don't have an issue. Just steps.
Okay.
Just as long as I know either way, so I can let the guys that are out on the street know what's going on with it.
That's fine.
And what? That's just a section between Willie Street and the YMCA.
That's correct.
Just that section, right? It's not. Doesn't go through the park or anything else.
No, that is correct. Whatever their route is for the 5K, that's all she's requesting. just so she can transport people and lay out cones or whatever she's doing. And so,
did they put signs on their golf carts that said staff for the zombies, so it kind of looks
zombie staff?
People are looking at it, know what they're there for.
I can have her do that if you think that would be helpful.
Well, I mean, if someone who's not a part of it sees that, they would know that the reason they're on there is because they're there for the race.
5K
something that's totally different from the average guy running out there. So they say, "Well, she did it. How come I can't
right.
there?" Right. I think if you have like a security staff or not know security, but some type of some kind of sign on that, you know, for the event.
Yeah. Well, I think obviously she needs to drive very, very carefully, watch out for runners, bikers, all those individuals. I mean, that's understandable. I think for the time period, it's a very short time period. I don't personally have a problem with it. As long as it's designated, that's fine. I can tell her that if you'd like. Are you okay with that? Mark, are you okay with that? Tim, are you okay with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So for that time period, I will go ahead and tell Tina that she can do that for that short time period, as long as her cart is duly marked for the zombie staff, zombie 5K staff.
What was your last
name? Tina Hauser. I have. Did you? Oh yeah, you have it too.
Yeah.
It came in today.
Yeah, but I had a few department heads that refused to sign it, so. I thought I'd wait till the next time.
Okay.
But the water department signed it.
The water department signed it. Okay.
Should be okay.
Halloween parade.
Halloween parade.
You want to wait until next time, which is like...
Can I get some clarification on the start? Is it west of Line Street? Is it west of Line Street?
It is west of Line Street.
Okay. So the route is starting west of Line on Van Buren. Mm-hmm. East on Van Buren, south on Chauncey.
Done.
But you know what sections need to be actually, because if they're still putting the tables out like before, I need to know what sections are blocked off where we don't allow parking and which sections we do allow parking. There's some questions that I have about it.
Okay, so how about this?
Because the reason I ask that is like when we do the lighted Christmas parade,
yes,
we allow parking on the whole route.
Yes.
We just put officers at those intersections
right.
and stop traffic as the parade comes, and then we let everybody go.
Indeed.
But this one's going to be different if mm-hmm. they're going to have like this 200 block of West Van Buren blocked off. That changes how everything is set up.
Okay. Who else has issues with it? I'll get back to you. I promise. I'm not blowing you off. Tom, I'm assuming you have issues with it.
Yeah, I told you the last time without assigning permits unless they're properly filled out, and it didn't show.
What didn't it show?
It did not show the route on the map. It showed the map, but I didn't see the route. Did I miss that?
And it's because when he sent it,
it wasn't highlighted.
It couldn't be sent in color, so it's this kind of dark area.
Oh.
It's there. I'm sorry, I didn't tell you that.
I didn't have my glasses on, okay? I'm good with it then.
Okay. Right. Okay, because the fire department can get out. You guys don't have to come down Chauncey, but you can go out Main or Line or...
Correct. And when it comes to a parade, people can get out of our
We're
way.
We're really only talking an hour. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a big... I don't know. We'll see. Okay, so here's why I'm saying that, Tim. Friday, my youth council is meeting. In the morning, we're going to talk Halloween parade all day, or all morning there. So, if you have some availability to come over.
Yeah, this is just different than, because normally on parades, we don't put barricades up or anything to block sections. We just control the traffic while the parade's going on. But this is different. So, when you talk about how that looks. And
maybe it's something where they have the table set up, if you will, kind of off to the side, maybe in specific parking spots and or whatever, and then they move the tables out to the middle right before the parade or something. we're starting to have issues. We'll work it out. How about that? Yeah. We'll work it out on Friday.
With that, but yeah, okay. We can talk about it.
So we'll officially bring this up at the next meeting, but it'll be crucial that we pass it then, because if not, then we can't have a parade, and a lot of hard work goes on too. So, okay. Do you have anything for the Board of Works? John, Mike, Jeff, Tim, Tom, Kelly. Yes, Tim.
I do, actually.
Okay.
It's that time of year again where I'd like to start looking for bids for squad cars. And my understanding was I need to ask permission to get prices for cars. So I'm asking for permission to reach out to dealerships to find out what the current state bid prices are.
Are we going back to Kelly Blue yet? Or Michigan State Blue?
No. The white cars are $1,500 less.
I know.
I like
them. Just think they look like sheriff's vehicle.
They're how much less?
Red fire trucks are a lot less.
That's true. Red fire trucks are a lot less.
I like green.
But they're not as optically visible at night.
I like the white cars.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Do you have a problem with him going to get bits? Okay. Two?
Or three?
Two?
Are you asking me or telling me?
No. I think I budgeted two out of our riverboat gambling, whatever money we get for the riverboat. So, once again, I want to take this opportunity to thank all the gamblers in our community that go and help us buy new police cars. So. Okay.
One
Sean.
Quick thing for Dan.
He can't hear you.
We bring up last meeting about a breaker situation in our north substation. We did have another issue with that. Breaker, there's a few more parts that are going into it, so I'm still getting quotes back, but we're looking at about $500,000 for the entire project now. So I'm still continuing to get stuff back. We have budgeted for it, though. It's something that we set aside money for because we knew that was in the general budget for it. We have the cash for the project, but we're getting close to needing to start on that project. So this next meeting, I'll probably come up with a proposal to start on engineering.
Sean has assured me that outside of any catastrophic failure that we can't foresee, we shouldn't have to do anything with any of our substations as long as we're in this office, or these offices. After this project.
After the toll project.
Yes, after the toll project.
Huh?
That's a big
thing.
I said he has assured me. But Sean is right. I mean, when there's a failure, or when we do upgrades to a lot of the electric stuff, it is in big chunks, and that's why we carry such a surplus in cash for those kind of reasons. That's when it's a hit to the substation, it's $500,000 plus. When
it's about a $2 million substation, the portion we're looking at doing is about $500,000.
Mm-hmm. But it'll also increase safety dramatically, and will help with frankly, the operations of it. So.
Reliability is big. That's our main need for the hospital. We don't need that breaker there.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to be coming back to us at the next meeting?
Hopefully next meeting we'll have everything in writing and everything laid out.
Okay.
And explain where the dollars are going and what's going towards.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah. And we'll get a blow from the
Get a loan back for the stormwater department. Okay, he has a full of it tonight.
Those are not.
Looks like there's a very deep discussion in public safety. You have a question?
No, we'll talk before our next meeting.
Okay, Kelly, you good?
Yeah.
Mark?
Yep.
Okay. Marsha?
Nothing.
Rosie?
No, sir.
Public? Okay, we'll call the meeting adjourned.